By the time Vestara Kai reached the edge of the meadow, only one shuttle remained. One shuttle, two Sith, and 18 Rancor bodies visible. Vestara set Haliava down at the forest's edge, and, relieved of that burden, hurried forward. Even at this distance, even in the uncertain moonlight, she could recognize Lord Galan, whom she did not know well, but at least knew by sight. She saw him note her arrival, though he did not nod or otherwise acknowledge her at first. Of course he did not. He was a Sith Lord. As she neared him, she was struck by his physical beauty, by the perfection of form and feature that was so common among high-ranking Sith, a perfection she would never share. She put that thought away. Perfection was not her goal this night. Survival and profit were her objectives. She saluted the Sith Lord and awaited his pleasure.
Vestara Kai, you have not told us the truth.
His words chilled her. Any failure could cause punishment, even fatal punishment, from a lord, and being caught in a lie was among the most dangerous forms of failure. But she tried to keep her voice calm.
My lord?
There is one fewer savage here than you indicated.
Ah, yes. The last one is at the forest verge.
Very well, then. And you know you smell very bad.
It took her a moment to realize that, though stone-faced, as severe of manner as Sith lords and ladies usually were with apprentices, Lord Galan was joking with her. She hesitated, then offered a slight smile, acknowledging his humor.
Yes, my lord. Protective coloration among the natives. I long for a good cleansing.
Shall I send someone to fetch the last captive?
Another test. If she said yes, she would be showing weakness. Not only that, but probably causing a Sith outranking her to perform her chores, earning that individual's enmity.
No, my lord. I will fetch her directly.
First, the data.
He extended his hand. She placed her data tablet into it.
All the navigational records of the dilapidated conveyance that brought me here. It will guide you from one approach into the Maw to the station, where the dark power waits.
Not I, sadly. I am to conduct this cargo of savages back home. But I will see to it that the data reaches the correct hands. Now fetch your captive.
Much as Vestara wanted to know who those correct hands belonged to, who else was part of this tribe expedition, if there were any friendly faces to be found here, she knew far better than to ask. One did not show weakness or vulnerability, not ever, unless it was to lull someone into a false sense of superiority. She would find out eventually. Even so, it was enough to be among her own kind again. She saluted once more and turned back toward Haliava.
Oh, apprentice.
She froze, then spun back toward Lord Galan.
Sir?
Well done.
Thank you, my lord.
She nodded, then returned to her task. She did not allow the elation she felt to show on her face. Praise from a lord. It was rare, and it was meaningful. When she reached the edge of the forest, she found that Haliava, though still securely bound, had wriggled her way, worm-like, several dozen meters back into the forest.
No, no, you mustn't do that. You'll end up in the belly of a pack of lizards for sure.
Vestara hauled Haliava upright and picked her up rescuer style once more.
And now you've got even more dirt and leaves on you.
Jauntily, she walked back toward the meadow. As she reached the edge once more, she was surprised to see the two sabers who had been inside the last shuttle, one man and one woman, both human, emerged through the hatch with their unlit lightsabers. Lord Galan and his female aide now stood side by side, weapons in hand, steering to the southwest, well to the left of Vestara's position. From a depression in the rolling ground of the meadow there, leapt Luke, Ben, and Dion. Vestara froze. This was not good. Should she return to the shuttle to help? The Sith might not need it. Would not need it, certainly. And if any of the three newcomers escaped alive,
her role in the capture of the Night Sisters and the deception she had practiced on the raining leaves and broken columns would be revealed. Yet that deception was at an end. Her self-appointed task here was complete. Still, it was hard just to abandon the fabric of half-truths and relationships she had so painstakingly built. And all of her considerations meant nothing if the Skywalkers had seen her walking from Lord Galan's presence to the forest. Absently, she shrugged Haliava off her shoulders. The woman fell to the ground, hitting hard and grunting in pain. In her moments of indecision, the Jedi and Sith moved.